Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're launching into hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You know, I hope we are on in Indianapolis tonight. I didn't take the time to check their sports schedule to see if they had any sports games tonight because I want to open up with a story that I guess we can say we sort of predicted would happen, Mark. We've, of course, on this program have been talking for a long time now about this security theater in this country. The concept that you've got this TSA in all of the country's airports that, you know, they look really official with their badges and their uniforms and they're searching you and you think, well, maybe they're keeping you safe. Well, of course, if you actually look at the TSA's own statistics, it's pretty clear that they don't catch most of the stuff that they their own testing teams send through.
Right.
There's a vast majority.
There was a news story recently out of Colorado that apparently they sent their red team. That's the team that they test themselves with, and they missed 90% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they tested themselves on.
Now, to be fair, sometimes they catch up to 25% and miss 75%.
Yes.
So it varies.
Well, it probably goes even higher than that. I would say on average that you're talking they miss 75%.
Yeah. And we'll give them the credit there.
No credit. They're crappy.
They're awful. It's awful, and it doesn't do anything to keep you safe. And, of course, the real important point is, and you've made this point several times, is that even if a terrorist was to get through the security with a bomb or a gun or whatever the heck, whatever weapon he is his of choice, and gets on an airplane, he'd never make it because the people of America aren't going to stand for it
anymore. No, what happened on Flight 73 is what's going to happen all over America. The people are going to be running down the aisles, taking out this terrorist as best they can, and assuming he manages to make it into the cockpit, there's no pilot in America that would fly into a building. You know, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, he's, you know, they're going to do their very best to prevent that from happening, and they're certainly not going to let the terrorists take over.
Right, it's a numbers game at this point. Americans are, I think, no longer going to be cowed by a couple guys on a flight. If there's 200 people on the flight and two people with box cutters, I don't think Americans are going to let that happen again. So I'm not too concerned personally. I don't think most Americans are really that concerned. If you are, 1-800-259-9231, if you like the TSA.
Right. Are you not flying because of the possibility of terrorists, or you're not flying because people aren't flying nearly as much as they were? Are you not flying because the TSA bothers the crap out of you?
I would choose the latter, personally. And I know many people who have also chosen the same thing. They will choose to drive, even if it means an extra 8 or 10 hours in the car.
Yeah.
They'll choose to drive rather than submit themselves to the tyranny of the TSA at the airports. Now, I had suggested that we're going to see an expansion of the security, so-called security, the security theater. I suggested that we're going to see maybe roadblocks, right? Did I make that suggestion, Mark?
Yes.
Right. We haven't quite gotten there yet. Now, of course, there are the regular cops that do DUI checkpoints and that sort of thing, and so obviously you could count that as roadblocks, but I'm talking about, like, terrorist checkpoints. That's what I'm talking about. And I figured that, well, what would bring this about would be some sort of ground-based terrorist attack, which, of course, makes more sense, because the terrorists know this sort of nebulous group out there, right? They know that there's a lot of security around airplanes, and they know that even if they did get through, that the American people weren't going to stand for it. But it'd be a lot easier for them to, say, hijack a gasoline tanker and run it into the side of a huge building in a major metropolis.
Something similar to what happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but some sort of truck bomb or whatever. Something that they could really just run completely under the radar until the time comes to actually do the damage, right?
Right.
So that hasn't happened yet.
Thank goodness.
And so we don't quite yet have these TSA roadblocks that I sort of suggested might happen, but we're halfway there.
Okay.
Here's the story from IndyStar.com. Screeners from the Transportation Security Administration checked passengers at two downtown city bus stops this morning, looking for weapons and suspicious behavior. David Kane, a federal security bureaucrat for the TSA in Indianapolis, called it a Viper operation, which he says it's called Visual Intermodal Prevention Response. We have plainclothes inspectors, blue-gloved uniformed security officers who are checking baggage, the behavior detection officer, and federal air marshals, which are the law enforcement arm of the TSA. Now, they are bringing the air marshals onto buses now. They're checking people at bus stops in downtown Indianapolis.
Okay.
Security stations were set up at bus stops at Capitol Avenue and Market Street, as well as some other streets in the city. Security stations. They're not using the term checkpoint. It's just a station. If you're riding the bus, you'll be checked, and some passengers were patted down or submitted to having bags checked. Now, the TSA points out that the searches were by permission, meaning that patrons could decline to be checked. However,
what happens?
Those who did decline would not be turned away, an official said, unless they otherwise appeared to be a security threat.
Well, just to be clear, the TSA checks at the airport are by permission also. You can
But they won't let you on the plane.
Right, you won't get on the plane. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. They're not letting people on. They are letting people on the bus.
They claim that those who did not give permission would not be turned away, quote, unless they otherwise appear to be a security threat.
Okay.
Which, of course, could very well say, well, we think you're a security threat.
Right. You just turned on a search. It sounds to me like somebody in that position would consider you to be a security threat just because of that very fact.
Now, this is the first story. And the story's over. So this is the first story that I have seen. And maybe it's going on elsewhere. If you know this, if you're living in a different area of the country and you've seen the TSA operating outside of airports, I'm really curious as to hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Also, if you're somebody that is really in favor of this idea, you're somebody who loves the TSA being in the airports, you like the idea of them coming outside of the airports to random bus stops, setting up these little security points where they can check your baggage. And, of course, they're saying it's voluntary for now, but that's going to change, don't you think?
Voluntarily searching bags? Mm-hmm. What kind of sense does that make? Do terrorists allow people to search their bags?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I wouldn't if I were a terrorist.
What
is that about? So now we've checked the people who will allow us to check their bags. That doesn't make me feel any safer.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of the TSA sort of, it seems like a good idea. It makes you feel a little safer that there's officials looking through bags, looking for bombs and guns. Well, that sounds good and everything. They're very, very bad at it.
Do they think someone's going to hijack a city bus now, like in the movie Speed? Is this where they get all their ideas from? Is Hollywood? I don't know.
It seems like Hollywood is paid to come up with good ideas.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to tell you that I really don't think, as you said, that you're ever going to see a plane hijacked again with a box cutter or even a gun, because it's just not going to happen. People aren't going to let it happen.
Okay.
But I think the real threat now is explosives, and there's something called binary explosives, and I think that's very dangerous. I saw a video online of a guy who made it with chemicals he didn't identify, and basically he mixes up this red compound, and he put one drop of it on a wick, or rather a fuse, set it next to a watermelon, and it quite literally vaporized the watermelon with one drop of the stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, so I saw that stuff in Die Hard 3. Pretty cool.
Well, this guy actually did it. So I don't think you're ever going to see a plane hit a building again, but you might see a plane get taken down by something like that. So, I mean, I think it's good to have some sort of security just to check people for,
Oh, I'm not arguing against security. Yeah. I'm arguing against government security.
Now, you do realize, Eric, we got the TSA after 9/11, and the tragedy of 9/11 wasn't that planes got blown up. The tragedy of 9/11 was that buildings got blown up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the point in stopping people from going on planes and blowing up, say, 300 people on a plane? Or if you're talking about this explosive that sounds something akin to a nuclear weapon, something that powerful, what would be the thing that would keep them from getting in the building and just, as a maintenance worker or something? I mean, they took airplane classes, right? Why they could just, if they wanted to blow up a building with this stuff, they could just blow up the building, right?
Get jobs at the airport.
I mean, are we gonna? Do you support the idea of TSA agents being at every single building in America?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then why the ludicrous idea of having them check airplanes?
In a few places, you have quite a concentration of people as you do on an airplane. And if you blow up
not concentration of people. They killed the most people by flying into buildings, Eric.
Look, there's nothing wrong with maybe
skyscrapers have a lot more people than buildings.
Perhaps,
and they fall down if you blow up the bottom of them.
Perhaps I have not been crystal clear. There's nothing wrong with security as long as it's done on a private basis. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. Let's get rid of this awful bureaucracy known as the TSA. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever you need to know something fresh about the program. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today announcing that we've posted, a little bit late, but better late than never, posted the newest torrent on our website, which means that when we finish an entire month's worth of archives, and again, we give away all of our archives for free, but when we finish an entire month, we turn it into a torrent file, so all you have to do is download the torrent, and then you'll automatically get an entire month's worth of shows all at one time. So if you've missed a month, easy way to grab it is from our torrents, which you can get for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones to the fun Indianapolis. Elliot is on the line listening on WXNT. Hello, Elliot.
How you doing?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about the TSA stuff downtown.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple of problems with that, and it hasn't come up. That story is actually about a week old here, but there's a few issues. One, Indiana is a shall issue state for open or concealed carry.
Mm-hmm. So if that means that if you want to have a weapon, a gun, or conceal it, all you have to do is go to your sheriff, fill out a piece of paperwork, and he pretty much has to, although I'm sure they come up with excuses now and then, pretty much has to give you that permit.
Right, unless you're a felon or, domestic abusers, something like that.
God knows we wouldn't want felons, ex-felons, to be able to protect their families.
Well, but the other major problem with that, and I used to work for the transit system, is, number one, the buses are not statutorily prohibited locations for carry, and there is no Indigo policy regarding a licensed carry of a firearm on the bus. When I worked for them, the rule was basically, if they're not being an idiot with it, leave it alone.
Sure.
Now, we would occasionally tell people who are carrying openly, look, while you're on the buses, conceal it. It causes drama. The bus drivers call it in as, there's somebody on the gun on the bus.
There's somebody with a gun on the bus. Now, hold on a second. If I have a shall issue permit to carry openly, but I, for whatever reason, have never gotten one to carry concealed, so I don't have the permit from any
sheriff. Are they separate permits?
No, it is not a separate permit. It's a single permit, and actually, the permit, all it says is licensed to carry handgun in the state of Indiana.
Gotcha.
Licensee is hereby licensed carry on their person or in a vehicle any handgun lawfully possessed by licensee.
So what do you think the TSA would do if they came across somebody with a gun in their bag?
Well, there was an issue with that.
What's that?
There was a guy who had a permit, had a weapon on his hip, and said, yeah, go ahead and search me. And they pat him down, and this was all going on right outside one of those bus stops is very close to the Capitol building. And a couple of the Capitol police guys are still friends of mine, and basically the guy said, yeah, go ahead. And they searched him, they searched his bag, and TSA, as they described her, 4'8", fat chick, found his weapon on his hip, basically freaked out.
Yeah, a lot of Americans would.
Yeah, they tried to tell him he couldn't get on the bus. They ended up with an IMPD sergeant involved, and at the end of the day, the IMPD sergeant told him, he's got a license, you don't have anything saying he can't get on the bus, let him on the bus.
Good.
Well, it's good, but the guy's time was wasted pretty thoroughly.
That's
he could
true.
Very well have missed the first bus and had to wait for the second one.
Correct. But, it's one of those things, and I think I kind of part ways with you guys on your theory on this, but the TSA at the airport and, to a lesser extent, the TSA on the buses, those, now, they're federally subsidized, but they are still, American Airlines, Delta Airlines are still private corporations, and basically they are saying, if you want to ride on our plane, you have to go through a security screening. And
that's not the case.
No, these are federal mandates that are being brought down. We don't know what those airlines have gotten so thoroughly in bed with the TSA and the federal government in general, with their little handouts and all that stuff that the federal government's given them, that they'll do what they're told. So to some extent, you're correct.
Right.
I mean, they are saying that. But at the very same time, this is the Transportation Security Authority by the government
Right. This was forced on the airlines, and they can't really say or do anything
about
it.
We don't know what they would do.
What I'd like to do is find out what they would do by getting rid of the TSA and allowing either airports or the airlines themselves to determine their own security policy.
Or could I open up an airline called Freedom Airlines and say, absolutely none of my passengers will be screened, and all of them that don't have guns on their hips will be issued a gun on the way into the airplane. Do you think that the federal government would allow that?
Well, you could probably do it, but...
Oh, I bet you couldn't.
Your pilots wouldn't get federal licenses. You couldn't fly out any federal...
Right.
Federal
and you can't say that the airline is being voluntarily entering into this. I mean, you can't get a license to do anything.
Plus, Mark, you'd probably have to build your own private airports in order to
because
do
it's
that
the
too.
Government's airports, too.
Right, because, well, they're screening those people before they get into the little waiting zone where there's several airlines that all use the same area. So it probably wouldn't work out that way. But thanks for sharing that story with us, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And he used the term subsidized for the TSA. Not quite accurate. It's a fully government-run agency. It's a federal agency, which brings me to the question of what in the hell is the TSA doing at a state-run or a city-run bus stop? What are they giving? Is there some sort of money transfer going on here? Is there some sort of federal
money? They're stepping out of line because they can, and no one's going to stop them.
But they don't even understand the rules in Indianapolis. As he pointed out, the guy had a gun, he had a license to have the gun, and the TSA girl flipped out. She doesn't even know what the local laws are. She knows even less. As a TSA agent, she knows even less than the average cop about the law.
Can't argue with you on that.
So I think it's just an awful precedent to be setting. I did a quick search of Google News during the break just to see if there was any other incidents of the TSA setting up these essentially checkpoints at bus stops. And apparently so far it's only Indianapolis. I don't know why.
Why did they pick Indy?
Yeah, what's going on in Indianapolis that they've decided they need to look at bus passengers'
it's
bags?
It's a viper pit of terrorist activity in Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's what they call their little interdiction program, VIPR. It stands for Visual Intermodal Prevention Response. I wonder how many people in the TSA know what intermodal means. I don't think I even know what that means. And I went to gifted school.
Doesn't that mean other... like lots of different modes of
different modes, I guess so. Yeah, so there you go. So maybe this is like the test program for the Viper program. Maybe they're seeing how they're received by the people in Indianapolis and are planning on expanding this out, which, of course, would, you know, this is what government bureaucracies do best, right?
Oh, yes, government bureaucracies grow.
And so now that they've taken over all of the airports, it's time to take over all of the bus stops. Are you ready for this, America? Does this make you feel good? Make you feel secure? 800-259-9231. Say goodbye to your privacy. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com gets you to it. It's totally free, of course. WYKI.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will, or a living trust. In minutes, LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. LegalZoom.com.
We're talking about the situation in Indianapolis that may be coming to a city near you. The federal government has decided that it's not far enough to have their TSA agents stationed at every single airport terminal in America. Now they want to station them at your local bus stops, or at least a handful of them to start, maybe in more sensitive locations, like, say, by federal buildings, that sort of thing. Down in Indianapolis, or in Indianapolis about a week ago or so, they had four or five bus stops where the TSA set up locations where they were demanding people, they allow them to search their bags. Now, they weren't mandating it. You could refuse the search, but nonetheless, this is quite an ominous situation.
It sounds like a practice run
for freedom in this country. And I love it. I was looking at the comments in the IndyStar forum here. One guy says, 70 homicides in Indianapolis so far this year, and not one of the perpetrators arrived or left their crime scene by bus. What's next? Stopping pedestrians so they can show me your papers? Well, yes, that is logically what will come next.
That's that. You know, they might as well teach the TSA to talk in a funny German accent.
Yeah,
show me your papers, because that's what it really seems like.
800-259-9231. I want to know how.
I mean, the only thing they're missing is the jackboots.
I want to know how you feel about this. Let's go to Jennifer in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Jennifer's gone. Let's go to Gabriel in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Gabriel.
Yeah, hi there. My uncle was in charge of the security of the airport in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He had 75 people working underneath him in the days where there was there were a lot of hijacks going on.
Hijackings so were going on.
Yeah, he told me a few things. He told me that every time they try as a practice to sneak bombs inside, they succeeded. I mean, his own people.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did profiling, they had big success. What they'll do, they'll stand in line where people are coming with the tickets and look at the person. For example, they saw one Japanese guy, young one, in them days, it was about, 25 years ago or so, they came and asked him, and they said, what do you have any relatives? What do you go? What do you want to see there? You know, and they saw immediately that this guy has nothing to do there. So they just refused him a ticket. And he went to France, and then he succeeded from there to go to Israel and kill 17 people with hand grenades and machine guns at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that profiling is really very important. And that's
the one. I don't know. Profiling, I do see the profiling to tell our cops that they can't look around for people and try to figure out who's going to be more or less likely to commit a crime is ludicrous. Shaking down little old ladies and that kind of thing, just to be fair, it just annoys everybody. But at the same time, what I'm afraid of when it comes to profiling is there'll be a separate Middle Easterner line at the
mm-hmm.
airport where they can do whatever they want to people, you know, of Middle Eastern descent simply because of their land of origin.
Because some guy who is a Middle Easterner has done something, or a handful of Middle Easterners have done something awful, therefore
right.
all of them come under suspect.
A good friend of mine's name was Ali, and he was from Curacao, some island in the Caribbean. His ancestors had come from the Middle East, and he was really no more Muslim than I am Christian, and he every time he went, he's like, yeah, I wear easy to take off and on clothes because they really like to shake me down when I go through. You know, he'd get checked every time he went through the airport.
Allow me to respond to this.
Sure.
I look a little bit like a Middle Eastern, you know, and when this whole thing started with the hijacking and everything, I was stopped in France in the airport. They were very polite and very quick, and I know they stopped me only because I look like an Arab, and I was nothing against it. That's for one. Then when I came back, and maybe in another flight, the Israelis stopped me because I look like an Arab. And as long as they did it quick and this, I don't see any sense to stop an 80, 90 years old. And also I would go for locations in places like New York, Los Angeles, Miami. I would say check more. Flights between some places in Arkansas, to, I don't know what, another state like this where the chance is very, very small to loosen up this.
You know, Gabriel, your ideas may be valid, and a lot of other people have their own ideas as far as what they think the security protocols should be. And the problem is what we have is this government one-size-fits-all plan, where if Gabriel gets in charge, he gets to institute his plan across all of America, whereas if Mark gets in charge, he would institute his plan all across America. And that's a problem because the one-size-fits-all, it doesn't work. You can't make it fit all. You have to make it so that each individual airline has the autonomy to decide for themselves. Gabriel, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Okay.
And then you get competition in as a factor. When you've got security combined with competition, I think you're going to have better security.
I would agree.
Also, if it were individual airlines that were setting their security protocols for themselves, one airline, say American Airlines, might decide that we want to make sure that all Middle Eastern folk are extra screened on our airline. Whereas maybe United Airlines would say, nah, we're not going to have any sort of discriminatory screening. We're okay. In fact, we're going to let you carry guns on the plane. Let's let each individual airline decide for themselves, and then let the marketplace respond to...
Only subsonic rounds, though.
What does that mean, subsonic rounds?
Rounds that don't break the speed of sound.
Sure, yeah. I mean, whatever sort of rules they want to, but right now we don't have that ability. Right now it's whatever the federal government says goes. And we all know how great the federal government is at making decisions. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Todd on the line from Switzerland. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Great. What's up?
Good.
I don't know if you guys previous nights have brought up this issue of overcharging for defense contracts in Iraq.
We certainly have talked about every kind of government waste there is imagined.
Well, Mark had a story that we didn't get to about, I guess, the U.S. military, the Pentagon, sending, I guess, shipping a couple of washers for something like $900,000.
I don't think
I'll
we did
bring it up quickly then.
Sure.
Basically, the story is there was a contractor in South Carolina that was supplying a variety of, you know, really cheap stuff like elbow pipe joints and washers, but they were charging for the shipping, you know, $900,000.
Yeah, insane.
For two of these items. And I think
it was a total of $20 million bilked out of the American people.
Into a black hole when the United States goes to war.
Well, I think that's true. It's going to be true with any bureaucracy is going to have problems. And the bigger the bureaucracy, the more problems it's going to have because there's less communication there's going to be. Switzerland, smaller government, you know, it's going to have fewer problems. But, you know, bureaucracy is bureaucracy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm originally from the States, but it's true that the Swiss government is more efficient about this sort of thing. You know, they only have 7 million citizens to keep track of.
Probably a much smaller military as well. Now, is it Switzerland where every male has to go into the military for a couple of years?
Yeah, yeah. They, from 18 to 40 year olds, basically have to serve, and they have issued mandatorily assault rifles that they can take home with them.
What about you?
Do I have one?
No. I'm asking, do you, since you're there, are you required to serve in any way?
No, I suppose if, you know, anyone that becomes a Swiss citizen within that age range would have to do one of two things, either serve or pay the government money.
There you go.
You can buy your way out of the military service?
Yeah, if you're rich, you can buy your way out. Otherwise, you serve. And, you know, I'm not necessarily against the idea of,
I am against the idea. National service.
Let me back up. I'm not against the idea that people, you know, have the option to keep an assault rifle at home, per se. But
I love that.
I bet crime's low.
Fine. Yeah, gun possession's a good thing. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We're out of time. Thank you, though. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Guns? Possessing them? That's fine. Mandating it? No. Mandating national service? That's even scarier. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, though we are talking about the TSA expanding out from the airports and into your local bus stops. Maybe soon to just be stopping people on the streets. Who knows? 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. If you've ever been online before, I'm sure you've shopped there. They are the world's largest internet retailer. 41 categories to shop in, all kinds of great products, super deals, and great free Super Saver shipping as well on many purchases over $25. So what I want you to do is go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you're ready to start shopping, that's where you need to start. It's kind of like the portal that gets you into Amazon, and if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you get the stuff you need, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to, I believe, Joe in Michigan. Do we have Joe on the line? Hello, yes. Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I was going to talk about, today I was at the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Earlier today. So after the Salvation Army invaded Iraq, this old lady had walked through the doorway. And she was, you know, a little old lady. She had a bag in her hand. And she was hunched over. She had, like, really dark black eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my good friend Chris and his older brother John. So we're looking at heads.
Joe.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
Joe,
were you...
I come back to bed. You've been gone for, like, an hour.
I'll be there in a second, Candy.
You know, I referred my first name.
Sorry, Butterscotch.
Thanks for the call, sweeties. 800-259-9231. Sounded like we interrupted something there. I think we should have let him go.
What just happened on our phone line?
That sounded like they were, I don't know.
Something awful.
He wanted to go back to bed. Anyway, let's continue with the calls. And talk.
Gotta be well rested.
To Jason, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hello, Jason.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Super.
Good, sir.
What's on your mind?
Well, I would like, you're right and you're wrong on a couple of points here.
Okay.
Tell us how.
Because you're lumping this all into one category. And there are three distinct categories constitutionally and legally here.
All right.
Number one, the federal government has absolutely no power over local transportation. That's a line that you're absolutely right. Should not be crossed, because that's a very dangerous thing.
But I have a feeling that there's probably some federal money being given to the Indianapolis government. There's a lot of Department of Homeland Security money that's spread around. And usually when federal money is accepted by local governments, it comes with lots of strings, which may very well give them the ability to do these things.
Well, exactly. And that's why, I guess legally you're right. But my point is, on a local level, we as citizens need to ensure that the government doesn't have that ability to intrude. In other words, they should not have the ability to intrude in any way on my local travel or anything like that. On the other end, you've got international travel, which absolutely the federal government does have the constitutional power to regulate and be involved in. You know, they're crossing our national borders. The third category is interstate travel, which, since the airlines are doing it as a business, they do come under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Now, that sounds kind of like you're pushing the Interstate Commerce Clause.
The reason I say that is it's simple. If you did it strictly on a airline-by-airline basis, there are dozens of airlines who operate across all state lines. And what happens is this. Right now, I can go to Travelocity or Expedia and get a ticket from Orlando to Seattle, in which I change planes and change airlines without going, you know, out of the airport or anything. I just go from one gate to the next.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you tried to do it on a strictly voluntary airline-to-airline, airport-to-airport basis, you would be dealing with such a massive entanglement of rules. Unless you're going to be willing to search, or, you know, unless you're going to be willing to go through each individual airline's different requirements and each different state's requirements, it would create such a mess that I think in this case, as much as I hate to say this, a one standardized bureaucracy is really the only practical solution.
Well, I can see how it would come up as a practical solution, because it would be difficult to switching planes and that kind of thing. But the fact is that bureaucracy misses 70 to 90% of the guns, knives, and bombs
that they test themselves on.
They
just need more money.
So
that's,
as a result,
it isn't working. That's an entirely different question. But if you set up a voluntary system, I mean, 50 states... my concealed weapons permit is not good in multiple states, even though the Fourth Amendment reciprocity clause in the Constitution.
There shouldn't be reciprocity when the Constitution says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean,
that's true. I agree. That should be there shouldn't be a concealed weapons permit at all. But my point is,
Now, you would
shut down air travel in this country because there would just be such a massive...
Oh, I don't believe you for a moment. I think you're underestimating the marketplace and how people in competition, businesses who are competing with each other will be competing for ease of use. They will be competing to make it so whatever their rules are very simple to understand, and whatever the process is very simple to get through.
But you're dealing with 50 separate states.
I wasn't advocating that state governments control anything. What I was advocating is that each individual airline set their own policy. That's what I was advocating.
I would, but unfortunately, those airlines' policies would be subject to state regulation, and the Constitution...
Well, the problem there is with the government,
right,
not with the airlines.
That's a state regulation problem. Now, let me go back to the government having, in your mind, constitutionally having sway over interstate travel.
The Interstate Commerce Clause?
Because of the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Right.
Now, what if the federal government... Now, let's say that they do. We'll work from your paradigm. They do, in fact, have sway. You've made a very good argument for that. What if the federal government decided that they should do body cavity searches on every single person who enters a plane? Would that be good, right, and just?
Well, that would be extreme.
It would be constitutional by what you had said.
You know, that would be a question for the courts and the voters.
Well, the courts are rigged at this point.
The courts rule in favor of the state every time.
Every single time the courts rule in favor of the big government. The government has the right to do this. The fact is, the government has, it's taxed the airlines by making it so that people don't want to travel. International travel into the United States is down. International travel out of the United States is down. Intra national travel is down. All
forms of airline traffic are down because some people don't, for whatever reason, want to fly. You can blame it on the terrorists or you can blame it on the TSA. I personally
blame
the TSA.
I blame it on the TSA to some extent because it is, but then you do have the opportunity to travel interstate by other means.
You know, but now the TSA is checking bus stops in Indianapolis. When will it happen in Miami?
But again, you know, that's really the citizens have to be awake, and you know something?
And they aren't.
I go on the airline, I bring my little metal Bill of Rights, and they, you know, I hand it to them as I go through the metal screening thing to say, here's my Bill of Rights, you took it away from me, that kind of thing. They don't care.
They shrug it off.
The last time I went through the TSA, I was surrounded. I said, I don't want you to touch me. I got SSS'd or whatever, and they wanted
super secret special search.
Whatever they wanted to screen me as, and I said, I don't want you to touch me. I was surrounded by 7 police officers and a dog. What was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to point a born objective on them and whip out a gun and start smoking all of them? That would have been crazy.
Yeah, but as long as it comes back to the real point of this is, as long as half of the people don't go out to vote and a significant number of those who do don't have an informed vote,
I don't trust those people with my freedom.
Well, no, I agree with you completely on that.
The problem is democracy. The problem is it's 2 wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. People have all these great ideas, and their great ideas include taking my right to travel with a gun on my hip freely without being body cavity searched away from me.
And the problem, right, in my opinion, is the federal government. Jason, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from
great
you.
Great call. Well informed.
The Interstate Commerce Clause is really, we talked about how the Constitution, or I've talked about many times, how the Constitution, you know, it was a good attempt. It was a real good, honest college, you know, good try at creating something better. And it worked for a little while until the 3 different supposedly checks and balances, the 3 different branches of the government started to work together instead of checking one another, instead of constantly it being a check on each other's power. They just all started patting each other on the back. And then, you know, government kept getting bigger and bigger. And the Commerce Clause, the Interstate Commerce Clause, is one of the biggest loopholes as far as it wasn't intended to work the way
intended that states, allow their citizens to sell to other states and that kind of
thing. But now the Interstate Commerce Clause is a justification for the TSA. It's a justification for all sorts of oppressive interstate regulations on, for instance, truck drivers, which raise the cost of the foods that you buy in the grocery store. It's also an incredibly intrusive justification for the war on drugs. As far as drugs crossing state borders, that's one of the excuses they use. All of these things are destroying your liberties. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking